For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm visiting with Eric J. Dolan. His new book is Left for Dead, which is Sealing, which is the War of 1812 to 1814, Madison's War, which is also the prize court, a rascally member of the Royal Navy who is not in any way corrected by the prize court for quite some time, and our heroes, the Barnard's family. But most important, I'll get right to it. Charles eventually survives, and they're rescued by two ships coming in who take them back to South America, Buenos Aires, I believe. But what happens to Sent, Eric? Do we know his fate?
They are rescued by two British whale ships that keep going on their whaling voyage, take Barnard and the other men, along with Sent. But when they're in the Pacific Ocean, they actually come into Lima, Peru. And while there, Barnard has some conversations with some other whaling captains. And one of the whaling captains, the British whaling captain, took a real shine to Sent. And even though Barnard loved his dog, he knew that he had an arduous, uncertain voyage back to America when the war was still going on. It ultimately took him almost 2 years to get back to New York City. So he did not feel it was proper for him to take Sent with him on this uncertain voyage with minimal provision. You know, he didn't have control over everything. And if he gave it to this British whaling captain who really liked Sent, he would have a much better life after all of the difficulties that he had been put through. So regretfully, but with earnest dedication, Barnard gave his dog to this British whaling captain. I don't know what happened after that. I'm sure Sent had a nice life, however long it lasted. But he was a great character in the book and really was critical to their survival.
It's my reading of your very careful research that without Sent, they've got a much tougher road ahead and might have quit. Sent never quit. He was relentless. He never got discouraged.
Yes, I agree. Things could have turned out quite differently without the benefit of him.
Now, the meat of the story is that survival on the Falklands and these islands and Charles's ability to rally the other four when the conditions were wretched as they survived. They could clothe themselves with seal skin. They could make fires. They did have the boat to turn over their heads, as Eric calls it, a wooden tent. But they've got no reason to believe they're ever going to be rescued, and they're starving to death slowly, famine. However, that is the meat of the story. That's wonderful to read how you survive. We come to the lawfare part of it. Now, Nina is an extremely valuable brig. You said it was only 8 years old. The prize court believes that it can take possession of it. So Murray and Son are at risk here. Is Charles at risk? Did he sign over a bond or anything?
Yes, he did sign over a $5,000 bond. When he made it back to New York City, he was essentially bankrupt. But Murray and Son, after the war was over, they went to fight for their ship. Duranda had been given the rights to the ship by the prize court because he was the only one there to testify. But there was a year cooling off period, a year during which their appeal could be launched. Murray got there just in time, launched an appeal, and the court ultimately sided with the Americans. They got paid and for the value of the brig and everything that was on board. And Duranda was left with nothing, a fact that he complained about for the rest of his life.
He did live a long life, however. Yes. Eric is very clear. Apparently, rascals can live well into their 80s in the 19th century. Yeah. Charles goes home. Valentine dies in a few years. This is a very admirable family. Does Charles continue his career or is he discouraged?
Yeah, well, when he got back initially, he vowed never to go to sea after this experience. But he was almost thrown into debtor's prison because he essentially had a failed sealing voyage at the time and nothing to show for it. And he was virtually bankrupt. So he had to go back to the one profession that had sustained him for his adult life. And that was sealing. And he did go back to sealing. Later on, he became a warden of the Port of New York. And then he became a captain of a lightship off of Sandy Hook, New Jersey. But it was during one of his sealing voyages that he met Waddell, the famous voyager from Britain, and that they told the story. And when he came back, his friends kept arguing with Barnard, you need to write a book about your experience in the Falklands. And finally, he relented. And in 1829, he published a book about his experience. And it was because of that book, in large part, that I decided to write this book, because it was such a compelling story supported by additional accounts.
You also had Peace's account.
He had a diary and a logbook.
Did Duranda leave a record of that had any worth?
Yeah, well, there was a logbook, two logbooks that were kept on the HMS Nancy, one by him and one by his first mate. They were very helpful in fleshing out some of the details of the voyage, but Duranda did not spill out his heart in his logbook. It was more matter of fact, although there were a couple of instances later in his life where he wrote letters complaining about his treatment that he expanded a little bit more on what had happened in the Falklands.
And one character who is converted to being a virtuous man, Aspel, do we know his fate?
No, I unfortunately don't. One of the limits of writing books about common mariners in the early 1800s. And as you know, in the introduction, I'm at pains to tell the reader that this is a book about average people, not people that changed history, but regular people. And history spills the most ink and remembers most distinctly those who have had a big impact. Most of the people on the Nina, as well as the Isabella and on the HMS Nancy, were not important, quote unquote, important people. So the records of them are slim to none. I do not know what happened to Ansel. He was the bully of the story. And I know that you know the story, but at one point they actually marooned Charles Barnard. The four other guys took off at Ansel's urging. So it's just a fascinating story. I would love to have known a little bit more about what happened in their later life. I did not find anything.
In celebration of Scent, Left for Dead, Shipwreck, Treachery, and Survival at the Edge of the World. Eric J. Dolan is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.